Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and thank you for joining us here at the Private Officer Talk Radio Network on this Sunday, May the 30th, 2010. We have altered our schedule, as you can see, once again, as we continue to test various time slots to see how many people we can reach across this country and around the world at the same time. As you know, we're faced with many world. So for the next little bit, we're going to be testing various time slots in order to be on time and on track. You'll need to check us out in advance to make sure that we have a particular time scheduled, and from time to time we'll send you an email. Well, this is Memorial Day weekend, and we're going to do a little different tonight. We're going to have a shortened format, first of all, and second of all, we're going to salute the men and women who died that we might be free. Freedom is not free. It's more than a slogan, more than a catchphrase, more than just something cool to say on a day like today. Memorial Day is a U.S. federal holiday which is observed every Monday, the last Monday in May. It is formally known as Decoration Day, and it commemorates the U.S. men and women who have died in the military service. First enacted to honor Union soldiers of the American Civil War, it is celebrated near the day of reunification after the Civil War, and it was expanded after World War I. At the end of the Civil War, communities set aside one day to mark the end of the war or as a memorial to those who had died. Some of the places creating an early Memorial Day included Sharpsburg, Maryland, Charleston, South Carolina, Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, Carbondale, Illinois, Columbus, Mississippi, communities throughout Vermont, and some two dozen other cities and towns. These observances coincide around the Decoration Day, honoring the Confederate dead. The first known observance was in Waterloo, New York on May 5th, 1866. And so this weekend, as we spend time with our friends and family, as we kick back and relax, as we enjoy one another, let us take at least a moment of our time to bow our heads in memory of those who gave their all that we might be free. Not only the military, but let's extend that to law enforcement.
If you wake up in the morning in a land where you are free, you should think about the ones who fought protecting liberty. You should fly a flag in honor of the price they had to pay. Yes, every day throughout this land should be Memorial Day.
Some gave all, they paid the price for freedom's here. They said
It never has been, and it never will be. We want to thank the Rivoli Review for that beautiful song. And we hope that you enjoyed it, and we hope that that song will encourage you the rest of this weekend to remember those who gave their life so that we might be free. September 19th through the 25th of 2010, we will be remembering the more brave men and women. Men and women who protected property and lives all across this nation and all around the world. They didn't do it for the money because the pay was low. They didn't do it for prestige because few people even knew they were there. They didn't do it for the rewards because sadly there was none. They did it to help their employer, their community, their neighborhood, and their friends. They did it an honorable job as a security officer. And so, September 19th through 25th, 2010, we will again remember them as we celebrate the second annual Memorial Week. If you have not done so, we'd like for you to get involved. You can email us and we will send you a template letter to send to your local congressman, your mayor, the governor of your state, or other businesses in the area. Ask them to proclaim this week the Private Security Officer Memorial Week. Become involved by telling your coworkers, other security and law enforcement agencies in your area. Get involved by asking us to help you to orchestrate your own private ceremony to recognize private security officers. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to be long. Just a few moments out of your busy schedule to remember those who gave their life. It is a sad, but unfortunately it is a fact that even private security personnel are killed in the line of duty. They don't have the big memorial celebrations for them. They don't have any big wall. There's no national or international association recognizing these men and women. And so we are here to do that. And we ask that you get involved. If you'd like more information, you can go to our website, privateofficer.com. There's a link at the top of the page. Or you can send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. This year, we plan on having several live ceremonies. You can also have a ceremony in your community. All you have to do is contact us, and we'll show you how. In the last few weeks, we have been talking with a number of our associates and members about coming up with some new formats for us to be able to exchange information, get the word out, to be able to network further than we already have. We've had a number of good suggestions, but maybe you have a suggestion too that you'd like for us to be aware of. You can send it to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We will very shortly, within the next week or so, make all of our radio programs and numerous training modules available on iTunes. Many people over the last few months have told us that they'd love to take the radio program with them when they're jogging or working out in the gym, but in this particular format that we use, they're unable to record the radio program. And so we will be using iTunes so that it will be downloadable much more easily. Now, we will not be using this as a money-making gimmick, and we will try to keep it within just a few cents, 50 cents, 99 cents, or something of that nature, to make it accessible and affordable to anyone and everyone around the world who's interested in taking the radio program on the road with them. We've also been contemplating for quite some time about our own streaming TV network, and we are now putting that together very soon. Realistically, within a matter of a few weeks, we will have our own streaming TV network channel, and we'll be telling you more about that in the upcoming week or two. We already have newsletters, digital magazines, social networking, the radio program, several websites, several news blogs, but still we'd like to reach further. We'd like to contact more people. And so if you have a suggestion about how we can go about that, doing that, we'd like to hear from you. Send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer. To make this even more interesting, we're going to have a little competition. We haven't worked out all of the details just yet, but we'll have some type of prize for the most innovative suggestion. And right now, iTunes and the TV network, streaming network, is looking pretty good, but you may have an even more innovative idea. Send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com and we will consider it, no matter what it is. We'll consider it. Of course, if it's going to cost us $2 billion or $2 million, we'll have to put that on the back burner right now. Until we can get a few more members signed up. But if it's something within our budget, within our means, we definitely want to take a look at it. We've also added, for those of you who may not know it, we've also added our news blog radio program. On the days that we don't have a live show, we are broadcasting the news every morning, a news roundup, security police headlines from around the country. So if you are up and around in the morning, or if you have time later in the day, it is available on demand as a podcast. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com and click on top of the page where it says live program, live radio, and you can hear the morning news, just like listening to your local station there at home. We'd like to also remind you while I'm thinking of it, if you are a member and your membership has lapsed, it's important that you renew it. It is extremely important, first of all, because we want you to remain a member. We want you to be a member of the family that we have here. And even if your membership has lapsed, you're still a part of us. But your support is greatly needed, and we don't want to sound like TV evangelists, but we definitely need the funding to continue all of the things that we're doing. Obviously, it's not free, and we don't want to go into all of our finances, but trust me when I tell you, we're putting out more of our own income than we're making. We're a little behind in our chapter situation. I really had hoped and expected, honestly, that all of our chapters would have been launched by now. The end of May was our projected target date. However, that has fallen behind a little bit. If you are one of about 45 people who asked us to consider you to be our next area chapter manager, and you have not filled out your application and have not sent it back to us, please do so ASAP. I personally will be making some phone calls this week, so expect a phone call from me if you have not sent back your application. We definitely are going to launch our chapters in June, even if it's only two or three. At this point, it's going to be much more than that, I'm sure. But, you know, in any case, regardless of how many are ready to go, we're not going to hold off another month or two or three. Our chapters will be launched in June, come you know what, or high water. So if you are interested in becoming an area chapter manager and you have received an application and some other documents from us, please send it back. If you have not received an application, but you say, hey, I think I'm interested, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com anytime after this show or anytime this weekend, and we will send you the proper short form, and we'll get that going. There'll be a short interview and then a conference call. Our chapters are very important for us as an organization, if we're going to continue to grow, if we're going to continue to expand, if we're going to continue to be able to reach out. It's much more efficient and much more viable when there is a chapter in a particular area to be able to network and to stay on top of all the news involving private security. If you don't know the goals of the chapter, number one and the top number one key reason is training. Training security personnel, not only members of the association, but security officers in the area, whether they work for a proprietary department or contract service. Number two, networking. We've got to continue networking. We want to network with other security people, law enforcement, and the community as a whole. Number three, recruitment. We can't do all the recruiting here. There's only so much really that you can do marketing-wise over the internet or by phone or by mail. It's much better if you can do it face-by-face or face-to-face, and that is a necessity. Number four, benevolent services. We want to be able to be much more proactive when a security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty. That's where you come in. As a member of the association, as a member of the chapter, as a chapter manager, you're going to be right there, Johnny on the spot. As soon as we alert you or you alert us to a security-involved injury, or death, you'll be able to immediately jump into action. And there'll be a plan. There'll be various things that you can do immediately with the backup and support, of course, of the Private Officer International Office. Number five, we want to become community involved. We want our association to be out there in your community being involved, whether it be during a disaster, a crisis, whether it's just helping at the food bank. We want to give back and pay forward, as they say. And we hope that you do too. And this will give you that opportunity, that platform to do so. And number six, having the chapters right there in your hometown is going to help us to be more aware of maybe certain laws that are in the planning stage in your area or possibly being rewritten that we may want to become involved in, or maybe some legislation that we may want to become involved in. You being right there on top of it, you'll know better than us, even though we monitor more than 300 news sources every day, you'll have a better understanding, and you'll be able to alert us to that fact. The chapters will meet once a month. There's not a lot of time consumption here. There's not a lot of time commitment if you're going to be an area chapter manager. We're talking maybe 2 or 3 hours a month, 4 hours at the most. And that's between meetings and recruiting and doing whatever. The ACM, or the Area Chapter Manager, will do some training in conjunction with our training division. And basically, it's not an on-call position. It's not 24 hours a day, and it will not jeopardize or interfere with your job, your business, or your company. Very similar to a Lions Club or a Speakers Club or FFA or, ASIS, if you're familiar with them. They meet once a month at a local restaurant or hotel, an hour to 90 minutes, and then they're gone. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing. If you are in the state of Texas, Virginia, D.C., Maryland, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, South or North Carolina, you may be interested in knowing that we're also offering some free training. Send us an email at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. We'll give you more information about that. It's absolutely free. We will also be doing some recruiting on that day. We have several target areas that we really would like to do some networking and recruiting out of. Texas is one of them, especially in the Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston markets. If you are a security officer listening to me or a member of our association listening to me, please contact us and let's work together with this. Let's network together, because there's a lot of area to cover and a lot of companies that we want to contact that are not even familiar with who we are or what we do. Right now, I want to turn my attention to the news. We're going to kind of digress a little bit for a minute. Like I said in the beginning of the program, this will be a shortened version of our normal show, because it is the holiday weekend. I'm sure that, hundreds of you are not sitting by the internet waiting for this program to come on tonight. Most people will be listening to it as a podcast, as an on-demand program, and so we're going to keep it a little bit shorter than normal so that those of you who are listening live can get back to your Memorial Day weekend. In the news right now, out of Atlanta today, a police officer was shot multiple times yesterday during a scene that someone described as a scene out of the Wild Wild West. An off-duty Atlanta police officer was driving by a Popeye's chicken restaurant in his personal vehicle, off-duty but in uniform, He noticed what appeared to be an armed robbery in progress. He stepped out, got involved. The suspects in the case shot him twice, once in the arm and once in the torso. He went down. The shooters did not take off. Instead, they decided to put an end to his life, and they were in the midst of doing that when Donald Melvin, a citizen, a Vietnam veteran, and a son of a police officer was driving by. He noticed what was going on, and so what he did was he rammed his vehicle head-on into the shooter, knocking him to the ground and the other suspect. Several other citizens got involved. Now, remember, this was an armed confrontation, a robbery. They had just shot a police officer twice. But thankfully, the community came together. They subdued the armed men until police could get there. Remarkable. It really was a very remarkable situation. The police officer is in stable condition at Grady Memorial Hospital, expected to be well. He'll recover from his wounds thanks, you know, to the citizens who got involved. You don't see that every day. In the Midwest City, Oklahoma, police there say a woman set a security officer on fire Friday night, early Saturday morning. Andrea Sampson, 30, was at an apartment complex in Midwest City. She approached a security officer at the Huntington Place apartment and asked if he would bring her to a gas station. She had a gas can in her hand. Security officer said, "Sure, please get in the back of my vehicle and I'll take you to the gas station nearby." She instead opened the front door of the vehicle, torched some money, threw it at the security officer, catching his uniform on fire. The security officer pulled his firearm. They struggled, and she was able to escape. A short time later, police apprehended Ms. Sampson, took her to jail, and she committed suicide while in the jail. The security officer only received minor injuries and we'll be fine. In East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, loss prevention agents at the Wheat supermarket said that they have arrested three employees of the supermarket for stealing $90,000 worth of cigarettes. During a surveillance, loss prevention agents noticed suspicious activity and checked their security cameras. The three were working an overnight shift, and evidently for a number of months, they were taking cigarette cartons out into their vehicles. Loss prevention agents set up a sting and were able to arrest James Acatino, 24, James Wolfert, 23, and Richard Broome, Jr., 23. All three faced felony theft, and also one of them faced drug charges. Marijuana was recovered from his possession. In Morris Plains, New Jersey, Nelson Rodham, 42, was observed stealing. Loss prevention agents at Kohl's went to confront him. He assaulted the security officer. Police officers arriving were able to subdue him. He now faces felony robbery charges. Ocean Township, New Jersey, police there say that they've arrested a man who shoplifted more than $24,000 from the BJ's wholesale warehouse. They say that the man is suspected of taking electronic robot pool cleaners and taking the barcodes and switching them. He went to numerous BJ wholesale warehouses doing this throughout the New Jersey area. He stole more than $24,000 worth of the robot pool cleaners and sold them on eBay. Loss prevention agents were able to apprehend him. He now faces felony charges. He's been released pending a court hearing. Florence, South Carolina, news coming out of there yesterday morning. Florence County Sheriff's Deputy shot and killed a man at the Seekers nightclub after the man shot a security officer in the parking lot. Deputies say that he was nearby when he heard the gunshot. Deputies responded and found the security officer shot. The police officer commanded the gentleman to drop his weapon, but he did not. The name of the dead person has not been released, nor the name of the security officer, but he is expected to live. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a video that's making its round on YouTube, a security officer there was beat, his pistol taken from him during a robbery. Police say a robbery at the Crown Liquor Store on Northwest 9th Street Wednesday. The bandits tormented employees at the liquor store, including Marco Russell, who is a security officer. Armed with an AK-47 and a semi-automatic weapon, the two armed men made the employees lie on the floor and then began to kick and beat the security officer. Police are viewing surveillance footage, but right now they have no suspects in custody. The security officer said he was afraid, but that he will continue working in the security field. In Lake County, Indiana, a woman coming to the jail facility to bomb out her boyfriend wound up in jail herself. Police in Lake County say that the woman, Whitney Brooks, 24, faces a charge of carrying a loaded handgun into the court facility. Police said security officer Mike Dorsey found the loaded .40 caliber semi-automatic pistol with a 12-round clip in her purse when she came to the Justice Center to bail out her boyfriend, who had been arrested on other charges. Brooks now faces a felony count. She's been released pending her court appearance. Nashville, Tennessee, Metro Police there say that they've had to arrest one of their own and charge him with murder. Metro Police Officer Dion Cartnell was arrested Friday in the shooting death of his wife. Police say that she, Sherry Cartnell, was shot March the 16th in their home. Investigators were first told that it was an accidental shooting. The evidence did not match. Investigators pieced together the information and the evidence and obtained a warrant and an indictment against their fellow officer. Dion Cantrell is currently in the Metro Jail. He's been a police officer for less than a year. Newark, New Jersey, Licking County Sheriff's Office say that they've arrested three people thanks to security personnel at several stores. They're accused of credit card fraud and burglary. The three broke into a vehicle and stole a purse that obtained a number of credit cards. They then went about town at the Walmart, Toys R Us, and several other stores. Deputies have arrested Reuben Russell, 22, Sarah Bellis, and David Welch, charging them with receiving stolen property, theft of credit cards, burglary, all felony counts, and they're awaiting trial. In our last news story here, something I told the other day on the news roundup, very unique story out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Police in Portsmouth say that they had to use their taser gun on a 77-year-old man accused of shoplifting at the BJ's wholesale store. Police responded to a call at about 11:30 a.m. They confronted Richard Maynard, a suspect, in the store's bathroom trying to open up an item with a folding pocket knife. Now, the officer said that he ordered Maynard to drop the knife, and when he didn't, well, he used a stun gun. He shot the man with his taser. Maynard was treated at the Portsmouth Hospital, then arrested. He's been released on $1,000 bail, pending a court appearance. That is the news roundup for today. And you can join us tomorrow morning, and we will have the news that's occurred in the last 24 hours. We'd like to make you aware of a couple of positions that we are seeking hiring for. We are looking for several marketing managers to assist with marketing advertisement, business-to-business, with law enforcement and security supply companies. We're also going to hire one person to assist with updating social media accounts. And, of course, we're always looking for people to help with the membership recruitment. If you're interested, send us an email, adminassist@privateofficer.com. You can also send me an email right now if you'd like me to mention something or you have a comment or a suggestion. Email me right now at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You probably know by now that we've got a great contest going on. We've got a lot of people who have entered. Right now we have the first annual Best Dressed Private Security Officer and Best Looking Patrol Vehicle Contest. If you are a uniformed security officer, or hey, even if you're not, find a uniform and dress up, play a costume party and send us a picture, you could win a prize. First place, $100 gift pack, and second place, a $50 gift pack. Send us a picture at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Adminassist@privateofficer.com. Again, it's for the best dressed private officer and the best looking patrol vehicle. If you win, we will send a press release to your area media, if you'd like for us to, letting them know that you're the winner of a contest. You can also become an instant author right now simply by writing 200 plus words about an incident that you've been involved in as a security officer, whether it be something serious or funny or stupid or whatever. You can send it to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We will include that in a book that we are putting together called Security in Motion. All of the proceeds will go to assist the benevolent memorial services, and you will become an instant author. We'd like to recognize a couple of people having a birthday today. Dale Martin in Estelle, Georgia is 30. Happy birthday to you, Dale. Bucky Payton in Tennessee, I don't know where, but he's 43. He's a security officer for a well-known national firm. Author Collier, he is in, looks like Aurora, Colorado. He's 60, and he's also a association member and a security officer in Colorado. And Mike Falco in Pennsylvania, happy birthday to all of you guys. We'd also like to congratulate Mike Graham in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, for completing his Certified Asset Protection Professional course. And as we say every chance we get, training equates to money and life-saving skills and techniques. You must have the training to do your job properly. We have a lot of great courses. We're adding courses all the time. Check them out online at privateofficer.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, send us an email at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of things happening here at Private Officer International. If you are not yet a manager, a member rather, we invite you to become a member. If you have not heard of us and this is your first time listening to the radio program because one of your friends told you about us, we invite you to go to privateofficer.com and click around and look at all of the things that we offer, all of the training, the membership. We have a lot of great benefits for members. That's going to conclude our program for today. As I said in the beginning, this is a shortened version due to the holiday. We hope that each and every one of you have a safe and happy holiday. Remember that freedom is not free. Spend a moment in silence. Remember the men and women across this great country who have died not only in the current war, but in all the wars, as well as each law enforcement and private security officer who has given their life so that we might be free and so that no man would live in fear. Thank you for joining us tonight. We hope to talk to you again. Join us tomorrow morning for our news roundup. Our next show will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll talk to you again on the radio.